The Comforts of Home, written by Susan Hill and read by Stephen Pacey.
Prologue. For a long time, there had been blackness, and the blackness had no form or shape. But then a soft and cloudy greyness had seeped in around the edges of the black, and soon the images had come, and these had moved forward very fast, like the pages of a child's flipbook. At first he could not catch any or distinguish between them, but gradually their movement had slowed, and he had made out faces and parts of bodies, a hand, a thumb, the back of a neck, hair. The images had begun to pulse and balloon in and out, like a beating heart. The faces had swirled together, mingled, then separated, and once or twice they had leered at him, or laughed silently, out of mouths full of broken teeth. He had tried to back away from them, or lift his arm to shield his eyes, but he was stiff, his arm heavy and cold, like a joint of meat taken out of the freezer. He did not know how to move it. The faces had split into fragments and begun to spin uncontrollably, and he had been looking down into a vortex. A flash of light. Inside the light, millions of glittering, sharp pinpoints. Another flash. The pinpoints had dissolved. Simon Sorela opened his eyes. It was surprising how quickly things had fallen into place.
What day is it?
Thursday. It's 5:20. The nurse turned from adjusting the drip to look at him.
When did I come round?
Yesterday morning.
Wednesday.
You're doing very well. How do you feel?
I'm not sure.
Any pain? He considered. He moved his head and saw a rectangle of pale sky, the roof of a building with a ledge around it. Nothing seemed to hurt at all, though there was a strange heaviness in his left arm and neck. The rest of his body felt slightly detached, but that wasn't pain. He remembered pain.
I think I'm fine.
That's good. You're doing very well, she said again, as if she had to convince him.
Am I? I don't know.
Do you know where you are?
Not sure. Maybe a hospital?
Full marks. You're in Charing Cross ITU, and I'm Sister Bonington, Megan.
The nearest hospital isn't Charing Cross. I can't remember.
You're in West London. He let the words sink in, and he knew perfectly well what they meant. He knew where West London was. He'd been a DC somewhere in West London. Do you remember anything that happened? He had a flash. The body parts, the hand, the thumb, the mouth of decayed, broken teeth. It went.
I don't think I do.
Doesn't matter. That's perfectly normal. Don't start beating your brains to remember anything.
Not sure I've got any brains.
She smiled. I think you have. Let me sort out your pillows, make you a bit more comfortable. Can you sit up? He had no idea how he might begin to do such a thing, but she seemed to lift him and prop him forwards on her arm, plump his pillows, adjust his bed cover and rest him back without apparent effort. He realized that he had tubes and wires attached to him, leading to machines and monitors and drips, and that his left arm was in some sort of hoist. He looked at it. Bandages. A long sleeve of bandages up to his shoulder and beyond. Is that painful?
No. It's sort of nothing.
Numb?
Not exactly. Just, I can't explain.
Not to worry. The consultant will be in to see you at some point this evening.
Who is he?
Mr. Flint, and Dr. Lowe is the senior registrar. He's been looking after you these last couple of days, but we're a team.
I have a team?
You do indeed, Simon.